USA Radio News.
President Biden made his first live appearance virtually since he was diagnosed with COVID-19, participating in a meeting with his economic team on gas prices.
Let me start by apologizing my voice. I'm feeling much better than I sound.
Mr. Biden has been isolating in the White House residence, and he and the people around him have been emphasizing the 79-year-old president is hard at work for the American people. A fast-moving wildfire near Yosemite National Park has erupted, prompting evacuations even as firefighters make progress against an earlier blaze that burned to the edge of giant sequoia trees. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
The White House announced that the U.S. is sending an additional $270 million in security assistance to Ukraine, a package that will include additional medium-range rocket systems and tactical drones. Ukraine forces have used U.S.-made rocket launchers and tactical drones to destroy dozens of Russian targets and hold at bay Russia's larger and more heavily equipped forces. There has been several arrests for cryptocurrency fraud.
Federal prosecutors are announcing the first insider trading case involving cryptocurrency. U.S. prosecutors in New York City said Thursday that a former product manager for Coinbase and two others have been charged with wire fraud. A U.S. attorney in Manhattan said, "Fraud is fraud, whether it occurs on the blockchain or on Wall Street." From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download in iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Ethan Crumbly, the accused Michigan school shooter, will remain behind bars in adult jail. Crumbly was in court Friday for his monthly hearing on if he can be moved to a children's juvenile center. The judge in Pontiac, Michigan, denied that request. Crumbly is accused of killing four students and injuring seven others at Oxford High School in November of last year when he was 15 years old. His trial is set to begin in January. Americans are paying near-record prices for used cars. A report from the car shopping app Copilot reveals the going rate is about $10,000 above pre-pandemic levels. It puts the average price for a used vehicle at over $33,000 in June. That's a 0.5% increase from May and just below the survey's peak in March. Copilot CEO saying the demand for used cars remains strong. This is USA Radio News.
A federal judge in Texas has dismissed a lawsuit by the Texas Democratic Party that sought an order to allow mail-in voting for anyone who so chooses. The decision means that the state can continue to restrict no-questions-asked voting by mail to seniors, which the Democrats argue amounts to age and race discrimination. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.